And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And I think Dan Fernandez is down in Los Angeles right now.
He's totally stuck in traffic.
He's definitely stuck in traffic. We have a relatively short show for you today, but let's jump right into our top story, which is that the Azure SDK 2.1 for .NET has been released. I've had a lot of people ask me about when Visual Studio 2013 is going to have support for Azure, and now it's available for you.
A bunch of new cool enhancements like Visual Studio 2013 VM image.
Yeah, you can just spin it up right from the cloud. You can use the preview. Yep.
No more, you can play with the system now in a VM, not have to worry about uninstalling it from your computer's screen.
That's right. Yep. And also lots of improvements to the PowerShell commands, which I think are pretty essential for working with
Azure. Yeah, you were mentioning a PowerShell command that you wanted.
Well, so I want the capability when I'm using the Azure management portal, I want that portal to actually generate the preview of what the corresponding PowerShell command would be for the action I'm about to perform. And then that way it would help me generate PowerShell scripts.
Okay.
And I'm mentioning it here so that I can be assigned to the discovery patent when they actually go implement that in the portal, because I think it's
you just want a patent cube, don't you?
I do want a patent cube. I think it would be a great idea, and I would also think it'd be useful for other people. So also from Brian Harry's blog this week, he says that Visual Studio 2012 update 4 will exist, and in fact there's a release candidate available now that you can download. So previously Brian had said that Visual Studio 2012 update 3 would be the last release, and that would be prior to us shifting gears into Visual Studio 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems that there are several other bug fixes and things that they wanted to roll up into an update 4. So look for that coming out later this year.
Awesome.
And like I said,
they're saying it's roughly the same release as 2013 as well.
The release time frame, you
release
mean?
Time frame. Yeah.
So sometime later this calendar year. But the RC is available now, so you can go check that out. Great interview here with Robert Green on his 75th episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. Congratulations, Robert. And he interviews Mads Christensen, good friend of mine, on Web Essentials 2013 preview. So this is a version of Web Essentials, which is the second most downloaded add-on on Visual Studio Gallery.
The first one being NuGet.
But that one's kind of included out of, right in the box when you get Visual Studio. So it's not really fair. Mads talks about, some of the new things that are in here, some of the things that are no longer in here because they're now rolled into the official product. And he also talks about some of the new things that he wasn't previously able to build as part of Web Essentials because the extensibility wasn't there.
Okay.
So if you are a web developer, this is a must-have download for you.
Cool. Up next is a refresh of Office 2013 and SharePoint 2013 developer training. It's over at the officeappsblog.msdn. It just goes through a bunch of different modules, like SharePoint 2013 app model for developers or Office services for SharePoint, et cetera, et cetera. Tons of, there's 56 videos total, 20 hours of instructional training.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, have you done any Office development yourself?
Way back when I did CRM and what was the other one? Kind of a SharePoint competitor. So we did do some, I think it was an Office add-in.
Oh, okay.
So that was always interesting, trying to figure out all the different versions and how to inject stuff in and out.
Yeah, the new model is really nice, especially with the cloud connected apps. So developing Windows 8 apps, this is the Microsoft Virtual Academy, and this isn't necessarily new content, but it's a reminder of content that has been posted in the past. We've talked about Microsoft Virtual Academy. They have a lot of great live and on-demand training resources for developers, and this is basically just a roll-up that says, hey, if you're coming from this particular location, maybe it's, I know JavaScript and CSS today, teach me how to, write Windows Store apps using HTML5 and WinJS, then there's an MVA for you. And so there's a bunch of paths to building Windows Store or Windows Phone applications.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. So up next is by Troy Hunt is Everything You Want to Know About SQL Injection But Were Afraid to Ask. Now, this was really funny that this was in this slide deck because on Twitter I actually just found there was someone posted about passing in a null string and it was crashing their They're absurd.
Their coworker's last name is actually null.
Yes.
If this is a legit Stack Overflow article, we'll link to that one as well.
Yeah, and then there was another one that linked from there to Bobby Tables, which was a famous XKCD comic where it's the last name is Robert Drop Table Student.
Yep, I'm sure everyone knows those too. But the original article here by Troy is actually really interesting because he explains in kind of layman's terms everything you need to know about SQL injection. He starts off by talking about how it's less common than it used to be because a lot of the frameworks are more robust and protect against it, and yet there are still lots of vulnerabilities.
So he's going
in
and he's like blindly saying, okay, well, if I do try this, what will happen? And just getting basically on the error returns, getting just enough info to keep on going and then blind hacking, and eventually it's like, well, and when you get done with this, you can do this command and it shuts down the server.
Wow, actually shuts down the server.
I believe so. It was at the very end. He just adds in the command shut
down. Spoiler alert. Well, I'll go read Troy's article there. So this is another interview that Larry Larson did. This is an update to SkyDrive, which, as we understand it, is unfortunately getting a new name. But that's besides the point. SkyDrive now has an HTML5 editor that you can use to edit documents in line, everything from basic text files to C# files to HTML5 documents that you might want to edit. So very cool to see what that team is doing, always making it even easier to use. And then the next one here is the a new feature that's available to developers in Windows 8.1, and that is the ability for you to work with a broader range of devices from a Windows Store application. And so this article primarily mentions this feature and then links to a lot of really great build talks on these topics, everything from USB devices to working with 3D printers now that you can do straight from Windows Store.
I mean, it's not just one feature. This is multiple features, because now you can do USB HID, you can do Bluetooth, I think it's Bluetooth COM, and then Bluetooth LE as well. Wi-Fi Direct. There's just lots of really cool additions that were added in.
Yeah, this is a dream capability for some of the projects you build.
I finally can use fidgets again.
Yes, exactly.
So I was quite happy. Brian Peake actually created a really quick proof of concept for the fidget 004 relay, so we can actually turn stuff on and out off
straight
now.
From a Windows Store.
Straight
app.
From a Windows Store app.
And my understanding is that when you use these APIs, the user will have to go through and do an explicit "Yes, I approve that this Windows Store app can access my device," as you would expect. But it's really cool to see that all these APIs are available now. Which brings us to Picks of the Week. So my pick of the week is Link to Family Tree. I love that we're still doing Link to fill in the blank. Examples that it just never grows old, and this one's particularly interesting, especially since I was recently reviewing my own family tree and going back to look at some of the work that both of my grandmothers had done. Lots of really interesting people in my life that had come across on the Mayflower.
Okay.
My sixth great grandfather was Daniel Boone, actually. So that's pretty cool. Any famous people in your family tree?
Not really.
No? Nobody? No. There's got to be somebody. I mean, do you have your family tree? Have your parents, your grandparents done it?
My aunt has done a full-blown family tree.
Okay.
I do know that there was a Civil War doctor.
And oh, there you go.
But past that, I really don't think so.
All right. Well, that's homework for next show for you, which brings us to your pick of the week.
My pick of the week. A visualizer for sorts.
This is mesmerizing.
Yes. So we had that going on. It actually just came out today. It's it goes through 15 different sort algorithms, and it has a visual along with an audio, so you can actually kind of gauge how it's sorting and stuff, and then you can actually see the comparisons versus array accesses, and just goes through and how it's actually working.
And lots of interesting sort algorithms that I had never heard of before. We've got a BOGO sort here.
Yeah, which is the world's worst sort ever.
but it's really cool. It's kind of mesmerizing. Just a little video you can check out. And that's it. That's it for our show.
Awesome.
So I won't be here next week. I'll be on my honeymoon cruise to Alaska.
So
I guess it'll be Dan and whoever he schleps into the studio with him next week.
I like how you look at me.
See you next week.
Thank you.